ass.
Yeah, they've been bad at it.
But that doesn't mean you can't also find more good baseball players. It will cost you more money.
This is Bill South Shore on The Score. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Been a while. To me, I just don't know why they couldn't have reached for this Castellanos deal. Because to me, you know, everyone's saying he's going to be a $20 million player after that 54-game stretch with the Cubs or whatever it was. But really, I thought that deal was pretty fair and attainable. And furthermore, you know, when he came here, it was like, oh, you know, he's a big negative in the field. He was average to me, and at times even slightly plus. He did more in the field than I thought he did. And with everything going on with the network and everything else, man, this team is just disappointing the way it's being run right now, and I'm surprised.
I am too, and I'm with you on Castellanos. I watched a lot of his play with Detroit and was horrified by his outfield defense. He was a lot better than I expected him to be with the Cubs.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Saturday when they host Purdue at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. The Bulls had 7 players in double figures last night as they beat the Spurs 110-109 at the United Center. Zach LaVine led Chicago with 20.